And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round one of radio's shortest quiz. And joining us for the first part of the competition today, one of our regular contestants, who nearly always gets a good score. Say good morning to Keris Phillips in Pemmermoor. Hi, Keris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, just recovering from that momentary loss of power.
You did very well to keep it going there. Fair play, yes.
The show must go on, as we say. Right. Yes. So what have you been up to since we last spoke to you?
Nothing too much out of the ordinary, Dave. I got up a bit earlier this morning. I've never before seen the film Xanadu from back in the early 80s.
Ah, right.
So it was on TV last night, so I watched it this morning, and I watched the playback, and the music in it is absolutely brilliant. The film itself is okay, but the music was of Olivia Newton-John and the Electric Light Orchestra is absolutely fantastic, yeah.
Right, yeah, I mean, I've never seen the film, but I've read reviews of it saying it's a rubbish film, as you've just said, but the music's brilliant, so.
Yeah. So I'm glad I watched it. I enjoyed it on the whole.
So you'd recommend it, if only for the music.
Indeed so.
Right. Yeah. Now, I don't know whether you were listening last week, but your arch rival, Kevin Jeffries, got his best score ever, 17 out of 17.
He did very well, and Lindsay did very well as well, didn't she? Yeah.
She did indeed, but you might have heard Kev say at the end, although he was pleased with the score, he realises that you're still one ahead, 18 out of 18.
That's so back in the day, yeah.
Indeed. Right, well, let's get back to this week's competition. As always, you've got 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Yeah. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on.
Okay,
good luck, and here they come. Who sang I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing in 72?
The New Seekers.
Complete this Mike Oldfield album titled Tubular.
Bells.
What was the name of the drummer with the Dave Clark 5?
Dave Clark.
Complete this 60s group name Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick and...
Bitch.
Complete this Marvin Gaye song title I Heard It Through...
The Grapevine.
Which dance craze was made popular by Chubby Checker?
The Twist.
Complete this Beach Boys song title Good...
Vibrations.
Who recorded Pretty Flamingo in the 60s?
The Moody Blues.
Complete this Neil Sedaka song title, Happy Birthday, Sweet...
16.
Which musical instrument did Russ Conway play?
Piano.
How many Everly Brothers were there?
Two.
Complete this Little Richard song title, Long Tall...
Sally.
In which decade was Bruce Springsteen born?
1940.
You're going to go for 40s on that one. Right, another impressive round, I think. Let's just total them up. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. You didn't pass on any, and you only got one wrong, so 12 out of 13.
Not too bad.
Not bad at all.
Yes.
And once again, the one you slipped up on was from the 60s, which is a little bit before your time.
Yeah.
Pretty Flamingo. I can't remember what you said now, but it wasn't...
Moody Blues. Manfred Mann.
It should have been Manfred Mann, so well done.
I was thinking the letter M and I got the wrong one, yeah.
Right, but a very, very good score. It'll be a tricky score to beat, but we'll see if anybody manages to do it when we do round two at 12:30.
Okay, Dave, thank you
good
very much.
Good to talk to you. We'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time, but well done again. Cheers.
Okay, cheers, Dave.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round two of the quiz. If you're here an hour ago, you'll have heard Keris Phillips get a score of 12 out of 13, with no passes at all. Not his best score, but still a pretty decent one. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our regular contestants. Say good afternoon to Ange Fairweather in Saltney. Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
Now, you are very busy today, you were telling me.
I am. I happen to be helping out my friend who's the landlord of The Saddle, which has just recently won the Best Entertainment Cheshire Pub UK Award.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing achievement, isn't it?
Yes, and I am slightly part of that entertainment because I do a karaoke every Friday here.
Of course, I'd forgotten about that, and it's something you really enjoy, I'm guessing.
Absolutely love it, and I'm hoping to finish off today with a nice Sunday roast, and then there's an acoustic set on this afternoon.
Oh, right, so a busy day for you. Now, as I was saying to you off-air before, you never seem to have any time where you're just chilling. You're always busy doing something, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not one to sit around there.
That's the way you like it. Brilliant. Okay. So because you were so busy, I'm guessing you probably didn't hear Keris's round.
No, I did. I was on my way here.
Ah, right. Okay. How many of those would you have got right then if they were your questions?
The only one I got wrong was the Bruce Springsteen. I said 50.
Yeah, now, funny you should say that. I would have said that as well, but I think he's about 73 now, isn't he? Looks great for his age. Right, let's get back to the matter in hand. Exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
And here they come. Whose first hit single in the 60s was called Shout?
Lulu.
Who released an album in the 70s called Arrival?
Rival, ELO.
Complete the title of this Kim Carnes hit, Betty Davis.
Aye.
Which surname is shared by Michael and Randy?
Crawford.
Which city did the Smiths come from?
Sheffield.
Which Barry Manilow song became a stage show?
Coca-Cola.
Which record label showed a dog listening to a gramophone?
HMV.
Who was the female member of the Eurythmics? In which decade did Roxy Music have their first hit?
70s.
Who had a hit in 1989 with Love Changes Everything?
Michael Ball.
Complete the title of this Rod Stewart song, Baby.
Jay.
Which park did Donna Summer sing about in... MacArthur Park. Right, another impressive round, it has to be said. I was particularly impressed that you got the HMV question right, because that's really before your time, isn't it?
Oh, that was a total guess.
Well, it was a very good guess. It's that one where there's a dog listening to a gramophone with a big horn. Yeah, anyway, let's see how many you got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions answered in your allotted time, which was one fewer than Keris. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions right. So narrowly beaten this week. It's a pity you didn't have his questions.
Is it the Climby Fisher one? I've slipped off on that one before.
No, it isn't. And I must admit, that is a bit of a confusing question. And I think if you'd said Climby Fisher, I would have allowed that. Because Love Changes Everything in 1989 was a hit for Michael Ball. So you got that one right. I think, but I've not checked this. I think the Climby Fisher song was another year in the 80s.
Yeah.
Right. Who released an album in the 70s called Arrival?
Oh, it's ABBA, isn't it?
It is, of course, ABBA, yes.
I knew it.
Brilliant. And the other one you slipped up on, the city that the Smiths come from, not Sheffield, but any idea?
Manchester.
It is Manchester, yeah. Right, okay, well, well done. The runner-up this week, but you can hold your head up high in Saltney. And I hope all the preparations go well for the events over there this afternoon.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
And we'll have you back on the quiz, assuming you're not on holiday or busy doing other things, in about a month's time. Cheers, bye-bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye. Bye.